Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we have a special guest. We're going to be talking Helper Vibes. We're joined by Richie Williams from Dale's House. They're going to be performing at Helper Vibes this week. Richie, thank you again for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Well, absolutely. I'm glad to be here. It's always nice to talk about vibes and what we're doing here. And by the way, your name, Aiden, it's a great name. It's my grandson's name.
So, really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Truth be told, we didn't name him after you,
yeah.
but whatever.
I'd be a little surprised if you did.
Yeah, right? Since we just met.
Yeah, since we just met. Yeah. But yeah, Helper Vibes, always just a highlight of the weekends in the summer here in the Castle Valley area. And you guys have played here a few times, just an excellent performing group. So let's start with you, though, personally. You're a fourth-generation musician, and let's just kind of talk about how that's kind of influenced your life coming from that musical lineage.
Well, some people say I'm a drummer, percussionist. So some in the music world, especially my bandmates, will say, well, are drummers really musicians? You know, and yeah, thanks, guys. I really appreciate that. No, I come from a long line. In fact, if you go clear back in Carbon County to the 1920s, the 1930s, the 1940s, during the Great Depression, my grandfather, Edgar Williams, was the music director in Carbon County at the grade school, the middle school, the high school, and the college. And during the Great Depression, nobody had any money, but he was able to bring band contests from all over the country into Price. It was kind of the epicenter for band competitions during the Great Depression. In fact, their band took off. They went to Chicago. They played all over the country. And bands came here from Florida, from Illinois, whatever, to compete in these band competitions. It's a pretty cool lineage.
That is incredible. And then on the website, it says you played from jazz clubs to church choirs and everything in between. So what's the most interesting place you've been able to perform at?
That's a great question, and I don't know that I can really narrow that down. All performances in so many different places, like I said, like at a church. It was for a while there, I was rocking out on Friday and Saturday night, and then a group was playing at a local church, and they said, would you come drum for us on Sunday? And I'm going like, really? I'm going to rock Friday and Saturday night at a club and then come play in a church? Okay, I can do that. So that was a little weird for me at first, but, you know, I'm sitting behind the drum kit and playing, so it's all good.
Hey, and that's all that matters, getting that music out there. And then let's talk about Dale's House as a whole. So how would you describe your musical style?
Well, let me talk about Dale for just a minute. He's my bass player. We've been together over 15 years. We play, you know, maybe over 500 shows together that he and I have done. And when we played so much, when we put this project together, we said all the clever names out there, and we threw them around. And I said, oh, just forget it. Practice at your place. It's Dale's House. It's good. So that's how that came about. And then we pulled together musicians from all over the greater Salt Lake area, people that we had known over the years, and just pulled them into this thing and decided what we wanted to do, you know, what genre we were going to head for. And we decided not on one genre, but we're all over the map. We play everything from, you know, Brandy Carlile to Neil Young. I mean, we're everywhere, which takes musicians to actually do that. It's more difficult.
Yeah, no, it's definitely harder to play all these different genres rather than stick to one style, but it kind of speaks to how talented you and your bandmates really are.
We've been at it a while. Dale and I are the oldest. I won't say how old, but we've been at it a minute. And then we go all the way to our lead guitar player, who's our token millennial. But every band's got to have one to carry the gear, so it's all good.
Now, let's talk Helper Vibes. So let's just kind of talk about the excitement the band's kind of feeling about this upcoming performance.
We've played Helper Vibes a couple times. We've actually played the Arts Fest also. And it's a good feeling here. Kimberly Coon, who put this thing together, who ran the Park City Markets in Park City and brought that whole vibe down here. I have a lot of friends who have played down here besides us. And they're also excited to come down here and play. They love the backdrop. Standing there on that stage and looking up the cliffs and the whole thing and the people and the support, it's pretty cool for all of us.
Yeah, the backdrop and Helper is just spectacular. Now, unfortunately, Richie, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, I'd like them to come out to Helper Vibes on Saturday. There's a lot going on this weekend. We know that. Every place in Carbon County, there's a lot happening. But If you want to come over there, there's one band that's playing before us from 5 to 7, the Do-Si-Don'ts, and then we're playing from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and we're going to rock your socks off. So come join us and have some fun.
You're not going to want to miss this Helper Saturday Vibes coming up on this Saturday, the 13th, the Do-Si-Don'ts and Dale's House. Just a spectacular lineup. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM or 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.